You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris and me, Helen. Now it's time to go to Ben and Dave. They are hiding away for some reason in a dark room in Cambridge University for this week's illuminating kitchen science.
For kitchen science this week, Dave has kept me completely in the dark about what we're going to do. And I mean that quite literally. In fact, I can't see a thing. We're somewhere in the Department of Pathology. Dave has shut me off in a lecture theatre and I can't see anything, but I can hear something. I think there's someone around. Is there anybody there?
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I found a couple of people. What are your names?
Jessica.
Katie.
And what on earth are you doing in a dark lecture theatre?
We're here because Dave told us that there's an experiment here.
So Dave is in here somewhere?
Yes,
over there.
Hello, Ben.
Ah, hello, Dave. Right, so we're in a pitch dark room for kitchen science this week. What on earth are we going to do? Can you shed any light on it?
Yes, Ben. We're going to see what happens if you mix static electricity and a light bulb.
OK, well, usually you plug a light bulb in and use non-static electricity, don't you? So we'll have to see how this works. Where are we getting our static electricity from?
All we need for this experiment is a balloon, an energy-saving light bulb, and some hair.
I can see that Dave has a balloon and a light bulb. Do either of you have any hair we can use?
Yes.
What do we need to do first?
The first thing you need to do is blow up the balloon. So, Katie, could you do that?
Yes.
So she's got a balloon blown up. Do we need to tie it off?
Yes, if you could tie it off as well, that'd be brilliant.
Are you okay with tying knots in balloons?
No.
Dave, do you think you could join in and help?
Okay, I'll do that if you want.
So Dave's just tying off the balloon now. And this is all we need, just one balloon?
Just one balloon and an energy-saving light bulb, that's all you need. Now, Jessica, what I want you to do is rub that on your hair and see if you can charge it up as much as possible.
We're really sorry if it spoils your hairstyle.
And then what I want you to do at home is get to a very dark room, get that balloon and then wave it very, very close to that light bulb and see what happens.
So switch off all your lights at home, get an unplugged energy-saving light bulb, preferably one that works, I guess, not a dead one.
Probably would work with a dead one, but I'm not sure. I've never tried it.
Get your statically charged balloon and wave it back and forth very close to the light bulb. Now, girls, what do you think will happen?
I think the balloon might burst.
Fair enough. So it looks like the balloon might burst, but we will come back to you later on in the show to let you know what happens.
Right, we're going to leave those guys in a very dark room making strange noises, while you at home, I hope, will have a go with rubbing a balloon on your own heads, ruining your hairdos, switching on out all the lights and waving it near an energy-saving light bulb, which we should all have, I'm sure. So let us know what happens. And if you've got any other questions at all about the science of the sun or anything at all about science, email us on chris@thenakedscientist.com.
And Dave also has as a favourite rubbing centre for his balloons his leg, because he's got very hairy legs. So if you're bald or... Follicularly challenged is the appropriate way of saying it, then you can also use a leg